الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له اشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه ومن سن بسنه يوم الدين اما بعد مدير سيد البرذرز سيسترز الاسلام السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته نسال الله العلي العظيم رب العرش العظيم ان يجعل جلستنا هذه خالصه لوجهه الكريم ولا نبتغي الا مرضاه الله عز وجل نسال الله تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge and to say the truth and nothing more than the truth ان شاء الله تعالى as Allah command us as the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم command us especially in the case of العلم الشرعي العلم الشرعي which he observed from the Islamic Sharia and the Islamic Sharia came all the time from the Quran and Sunnah Quran and Sunnah nothing more than that إن شاء الله تعالى وهذه هي الطائفة المنصورة this is a group which إن شاء الله تعالى will be the winner إن شاء الله to enter the Jannah because you follow what Allah command you, what is the messenger command you to do in this life. I'm actually today want to share with you today about العلم ابتغاء العلم لغير الله seeking the knowledge for something is not for the cause of Allah could be for the political agenda could be for your sect which you follow. So the ilm all the time should be you fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and you taking the ilm from the legal sources which the Islam permits. And the legal sources is not hidden. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, if we have the ilm is available today, especially after the great time of the internet, and became easy for all of us, and we have the speech, we have the lecture everywhere in the internet, or the CD, or the audio, whatever it is, you name it, Alhamdulillah, Allah provide us with a great chance, better than those who were before us. Remember here, when we came here a long time in this country, when we used to search for some topic in Islam, we used to bring all the book and we go and we stay actually until the middle of the night to find where the truth is. But today, Alhamdulillah, the ilm became available. Alhamdulillah, to search easy, inshallah ta'ala. I would like to share with you today about Hadith Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, the great scholar in Islam, one of the great Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, and Sahabat Ajma'in. Ibn Mas'ud says, كيف أنتم إذا لبثتكم فتنة How you gonna find yourself if you will be caused by fitna? And the fitna which Ibn Mas'ud mentioned here, fitna to the ilm. The fitna of the ilm. Knowledge. قالوا فيها يا ابن مسعود وما هي وأين هي When is gonna happen? When this fitna will be strong will causing damage in the Muslim society. You may find today one alim say something and he give you the dalil. And the dalil, some people they don't like it. Because you know the Islam is not extreme. You don't have to be extreme, you have to be flexible. They take the same fatwa from alim al-fadil, a knowledgeable who fear Allah Ta'ala sincerely, to say the ilm for the cause of Allah only. And that is goal in this life. And they go to another one after him. And they ask him, what do you think about what this scholar said, what this imam said? He said, who told you that? He's wrong. So what he said? He gave the fatwa in order to favor some people. To favor, to make it easy. Because he doesn't want to break the heart. He doesn't want to actually lose the brother in Islam. No, ya akhi. The ilm al-shara'i, I don't know my father. I don't know my mother. I don't know my children. I don't know anybody. When I say the word for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only, ابتغاء مرضات الله. You say the word for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not to favor somebody because you're gonna break. It's happening. When the people ran to one of the famous imam here in New York and they told him, Sheikh, we have been exactly, we have some lecture here and so about shaking hands with the woman and the imam said it's haram to shake hands with the woman. And in order actually because the imam he smelled that the father he came to ask him and he needs like an easy fatwa. Easy to make it easy for him. Also, you shaking hands with the woman is haram. We are in a generation, we need to use the diplomatic way. You may meet like a prime minister, your manager, your so-and-so, the chairman. Somebody has a position in the office job or private job, whatever it is, and you find yourself actually the woman extend their hand to check hand with you. So what you have to do? If you don't say, if you say no, the people, they think about you, you are extremist. So it's easy because your niyyah is clear, go and check hand with the woman. Allahu Akbar. They ask him about us till another brother they come and ask him about the nihya, the beard. The beard in Islam is fard. So also smell the coaching from the one who asked that he need exactly fatwa to permit him. Yes, it's fine. لا يا أخي. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أطلقوا اللحى وحفوا الشوارب وخالفوا ها خالفوا من يا سيدي خليكوا اليهود والنصارى أطلقوا اللحى grow your beard trim your mustache and be different than actually the other people of the air of the book and you know the imam told me yes we know this is hadith is fact but this is the time of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the prophet he found most of the people in his time in Roman Empire Persia they shave that's why he commanded the companions to grow up beard. And then after that, because the people around him, are actually shaving. So he commanded the Muslim to be different than the other people to grow up the beard. Subhanallah. And what he said, look at this. Today, the priests, the rabbis, all of them, they grow up here. So it is commanded for the Muslim to shave to be different than them. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Exactly. They took the Islam by philosophy to serve his own agenda, to serve actually his own sect, to serve actually political campaign. Wallahi al-Azim, we will ask it in the front of Allah because the deen has been completed and the Prophet ﷺ left the best sharia for the Muslim Ummah. If we follow today, we will never have any problem. I told you, Amr ibn al-As, 1 month to enter Egypt. 1 month. And the army of Egypt were very strong, supported by the Roman Empire. So what happened is, one of the Sahaba said, why you cannot break this army? The Sahaba spent at the border of Egypt 1 month, they couldn't enter. One of the Sahaba said, well, something wrong with it. Said, what's that? He said, it actually, we left Sunnah, one of the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah. They said, come talk to each other. We looked at the Mithraq. You may look to them as well, what is at stake? Actually, we have something else now today, and beef, there's exactly what is something else, a brush, whatever it is. And they said, we lost them at work. They climbed them out of the trees, and they start to break all the trees, and they use their knives to sharp it. The other people, they saw, the people of Egyptian army, they saw the companion when they do that. They said, the Muslim sharp their teeth, they're gonna come to buy it up. They lift the whole army and they lift and they enter Egypt without single blood, a drop of blood. Sunnah. Perfect sunnah. And today they say the miswak to kill more than 60 kind of bacteria and virus in your human mouth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam graduated by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not graduated for the ilm and knowledge which we have it. How many times actually the scientists in this life they give you ilm And later on we found actually this is ilm is not valid anymore. Take this medicine for 50 years and in the end you don't know, your liver damages, your kidney damages. So and so because they use the human actually for this before they make like approval for it. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu Allah. When the fitna of ilm will be spread all over? Look what Ibn Mas'ud agreed, a golden word printed in Islamic history by this great Sahabi radiallahu anhu wa arda. Since the fitna of ilm, the knowledge, will happen, will be buried all over. يربو فيها الصغير. يربو فيها الصغير. The young child grow up with it. بدعه replaced instead the sunnah, and our children grow up with it. And when you try to change this case, exactly, my father is teaching me that. This is right. And he continued all his life, and he transferred it to all his children. وَرَغَبُ فِيهَا الْكَبِيرُ. And all the people, when they are in fitness for this, you find them, they found to find a solution. The old or the young or the old, they found a solution. Alhamdulillah, so what's the big deal in this? This is right. And if they found a source of ilm, and they follow, and this is not from the ilm. This is not from the ilm. Subhanallah. And I find, I told you before, they were working, I'm sure, they put it here. Say somebody saw a Sheikh Ahmed al-Bitouqi, and he saw him in his dream. And he told him, Ya Abdullah, take this word, get my word here, and sit down actually and teach it to the people, and you have to spread it to 20 people. And every one of them, the one who received it, he should also transfer to another 20. And everybody is there until the whole ummah have this. He spread his word, and it's not from the sunnah. And what did he say in the whoever doesn't spread this paper, he will be in Jahannam khalidan fiha, he will be eternal life in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Make all the Muslim Allah al-Azim Talata is shocking. It's shocking, ya akhi, what happened to the Muslim Ummah today. Ibn Mas'ud, I told the brother, actually outside here today. One of your brother asked me that they have a gathering, could be the woman or men, gathering and they release, they said exactly, today we're going to have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and recite. Going to sit down, the group, together and recite Al-Fatiha. So Alhamdulillah. What do we recite Al-Fatiha? Who said that? In what book? In what book you read it? Rahabuka Allah, may Allah give you mercy. Reading Al-Fatiha for hundreds, Brother Aziz. Which one is better to bring it every day, 5 ayahs? Or 10 ayah, and we read it, and the second day we get another 5, 10 ayah until you finish the book of Allah. Which one is going to be better? Because reading the Quran in gatherings and sit down in ta'lim is excellent. But don't bring something actually which is not from the sunnah. Say, why you have to recite al-Fatiha 100 times? Who told you that? In what basic? May Allah tawaraka ta'ala guide us. Ibn Mas'ud, rahimahullah, Abu Musa al-Ash'ariya told you this before, he went to, after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, he went to masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. He found a circle, and somebody sit in the middle. He said, أيها الناس وبيب سبحوا الله 100 مرة واسجدوا لله 100 مرة. Said Subhanallah 100 times, and then make sujood 100 times. For you and me, if this is good, I'm ashamed of that. Said Subhanallah 100 times, and mix the shoot 100. Could you imagine you sit down and mix the shoot 100? That up and down, that's the size. There are exercises. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is a Qadi, but Ibn Mas'ud is a great scholar, from the great scholar who teaching the Ummah. He ran to Ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud was eating. He was eating. He told him, Ibn Mas'ud, look what the people did in the Masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He lifted the food. Wallah, he lifted the food. And he ran to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he came to the man who creating this. It's very, they use the name of Allah. They use the name of Islam. they say Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they use the Islam, they use the name of Allah, the name of the Prophet, the name of the Sahaba, and sometimes a line, and instead actually he came to him, did you say so and so? He said yes, because Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he told Ibn Mas'ud, he told him yes, Ibn Mas'ud, he told him listen, I found all of you one of these two. Look at the word, Akhi, and we need to practice it amongst our community today. He say, I found you one of these two. إِنَّ أَنَّكُمْ أَهْدَى مِنْ صَحَابَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ You consider yourself, all of you, you are better and more guided, more than the Sahaba. That's the first option. Because they create the Sahaba, they didn't do that. They didn't make like 100 sajda. Why you make 200 sajda? Just stand up and make 2 rak'ah, nafl. It will be better for you, but you have to sit down. Like, can you imagine? Somebody is saying like this. They say, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. 100, what is that? Who told you to do that? And number 2. أَوْ أَنَّكُمْ فَتَحْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ بَابَ ضَلَالَ لَنْ تَنْتَهُوا مِنْهَا أَبَدًا. Or I found you, you open a great door for a door of misguidance, a door of bid'ah, and you never, this door will never be closed, and you'll be, people after you will carry it one by one. That's what happens to the ummah today. Somebody say a word, and the demon take it from him, and it's bringing it over. La ya akhi. So, Ibn Mas'ud said, the fitna of ilm, it will exactly, that grow the children, young children, they grow up with it. Number 2, the old, they found a solution. It's difficult, they try to stop. Find some in the easy way. You understand? Easy way. So, don't leave your bank, in your bank account, don't leave the interest for the Yahud. Don't leave it. So what we have to do? Yes, go and sign the contract to take the interest from the bank. And when you take it in the end of the year, exactly, don't put it in your pocket. Go and give it to the book. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبُ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبَ. Don't take the interest. And this exactly you put it in Islamic project. Allah is good. Accept the not. Accept the good. Alhamdulillah. What about if you die before? You take in the 5%, the 10%. How much you have, brother, I'm going to have in the end of the year? $200? We have, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of money. We have $200 every year. $500, $1,000. What are you going to do with this $1,000? What about if you die before you complete the year? What are you going to tell Allah? Returning me back, actually to take this and to give it to the poor? La ya'li. Take it from your halal money and give it to the poor. Give it to the orphan. Give it to the ma'am and masjid. So Ibn Mas'ud, he found it would be promotion for the old people to find a way. وَقَلَّ فُقَهَاءُكُمْ This fitna of the ilm will be created when you have like what? Few scholars. Only. Few scholars actually. And the few scholars exactly buy one by one and we lose them every year. We have a famous scholar buy and leave the ummah with what? إِجْنَرَنْتُ عُلَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ صَلَّى إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزِعُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا وَلَكِنْ يُقْبَلُ الْعِلْمُ بِمَوْتِ الْعُلَمَاءُ الصَّالِحُونَ الأول فالأول وَلَا يَبْقَى عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عُلَمَاءٌ فُسَّقْ يفتون الناس بغير علم فيضلون ويضلون عليه ولا يبقى على رؤوس الناس إلا رؤوس الجهال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the ilm will never be taken suddenly, all the ilm suddenly one time. But the ilm will be reduced by the sincere scholars, those who die one after one. And you found after them nobody except what? Disobedient scholars to give fatwa for the people without any beats, without any evidence. فَيَضِلُّونَ وَيَضُلُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ to deceive the people. And even they deceive their own souls. You understand? And you don't find actually in the head, at the head of the people, except the disobedient, ignorant ulama, those who give fatwa without evidence. SubhanAllah! It's not working! It's not working. So the people don't find a solution for that. Everything is easy. وَقَتُرَ قُرَّاءُكُمْ When you find only available among the people, only qari, hafiz. You find every day, all the head of the masjid, hafiz. Now Allah rewards him. But the hafiz is the electric machine. He doesn't know what he reads. He just comes, to build actually to finish the Quran, alhamdulillah, by the night of Twitter, Allah rewarded him, no complaint. But in the meantime, he doesn't know what he reads. And even when the people ask him, he doesn't know, because he comes from only to recite Al Quran, and sometimes he doesn't understand what he reads. We have available those people in every masjid today. But where is the sincere ulama? Where is the alim faqih? The one who gives the fatwa for the people, to help the people, and not to leave the people. And sometimes, this alim, what did he do? He leave everybody to do what he got in life. He doesn't complain. He leave you alone. Listen. Because he needs, in the end of the month, what? He needs a dollar to be in his bucket. So everybody's okay. Everyone, you're right, my brother. Alhamdulillah, we are brothers. And if he gonna give the fatwa sincerely to Allah, he will lose the people, because the people all the time, they looking for what? This is a way or easy way? Easy way. They look everything. And لا تتمنى عالم فاجر. People wish to find a disobedient scholar who give the fatwa easy, to make everything easy. Easy. Easy for everybody. Internet, halal. Pick up the phone when I ask. Nothing for all the masajid to get some money for masjid manhaj. One of the people of Imam Sinan here in New York. And I have here, has a beautiful recitation. And I told him, Sheikh, can we take a permission to come and take a collector, actually, some, you know, some money from the people in your masjid? We need the money, all of us, we have to be united to help each other. He told me, Sheikh Mustafa, how much are you going to collect in your masjid? I told him, alhamdulillah, if it's $100, if $50, alhamdulillah, it's okay, alhamdulillah, I will appreciate that. He told me, how much? No, for real. You're going to collect $3,000, $5,000? Go, Sheikh Mustafa, and take the mortgage from the American bank with interest. Wallahi, this is the best system to establish the house of Allah. Wallahi, he swear Allah. And Allah is witness, I tell you this, in the masjid of Allah. He swear Allah that this, and take it from the interest from the bank, and because we need to be strong. You need strong, that's it. Strong with heart. Wallahi al-azim, any masjid will be built when I swear Allah in the front of every one of you, and Allah will judge me. Any masjid will be built with riba, with interest. This masjid will be masjid dar, a harmful masjid. Not even Allah, some of the ulama, they say you are not allowed to pray in this masjid. Ask Allah to free all of us and give us the hidayah, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَتُفِقْحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ Ibn Mas'ud said, you understand the fiqh, not for Allah, but to favor who? The people. Favor the people. Subhanallah. People, they invited me in Connecticut. They told me I should come in Ramadan to speak with the people because we have so and so and so. And I actually come and give teach us. And we need you to speak about the hijab of the woman. Because in our community we have doctors, female, engineer, female. We have a very doctors, big shops. We need to speak with them. I said, well, you need me to speak. You said, because there is a woman, in the last month, she sit in the front of 200 people. She said, all people, I respect, she's a doctor, female. She take the hijab off from her, she said, I'm going to put it again. They told her what? He said, because I challenge with any one of you to give me a single ayah from the book of Allah that Allah commanded the woman to be covered. And if you're going to bring it, she said what in the language? Wallahi, Allah witness. If she said, if any one of you will give me evidence, I will change my mustache. In the language actually, when the woman should say, I will change my mustache, it is addressed to the men. You understand? I'm going to let you, all of you, shave your mustache, because the mustache is a sign of what? Manhood, subhanAllah. That means the man will be woman. Subhanallah, I don't care about her words. How many men were in a meeting? I said, we have about 50 men were in the meeting around. I said, nobody answered the woman. He said, nobody. I said, what the men did? He said, every one of them said, yeah, I have an exactly. He cannot challenge you with you. 50 men. None one of them is a man to stand up for the cause of Allah, to answer the woman in the front of this gathering. Allahu Akbar ya Muslimin. And when you say the word, subhanAllah, I went. Alhamdulillah, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me valor to go over there and I stand up in the front of the people in committee to about they say, you know, somebody gonna come to challenge him with you. I just want to say the word for the cause of Allah, and alhamdulillah I was upset, and the people make takbir in the end of the class, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and the woman she has been deceived, because there is men, no men, no single man, he challenges her to show her the sharia of Allah azza wa jal. And to make the dunya bil akhirah, because of the dunya, and to collect the money, everybody, the alim, the tariq, the hafiz, doesn't say anything. When he sees something wrong, he doesn't say anything. Because of what? Seeking the ajr in this dunya. So late along with the imam, fighting in every masajid. So the brother come on, fighting in every masajid. The imam, he heard another imam, he take like $500 extra. Then he make a problem with the board. He say, this imam, he take it until Allah al-Azim, one day they call me to come, because our imam, he left because he need more money. I said, well, how much is your imam up? He said $5,000 because he said we'll give him four, he need $5,000. So subhanAllah, Allah, if I stay all my life in my shop, I will never gonna make this money. He left the masjid because of the $4,000. He said it's not enough. Because it's a big thing, Ibn Taymiyyah, mashallah. He's like Ibn Taymiyyah. And he left the masjid because he needs another $1,000. He said, my car, my so and so and so and so, and they give him apartment free for your information. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. We have, inshallah ta'ala, today, Tuesday, but I'm going to continue. Be with me, we're going to have a lot of surprises, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, we'll continue our class, because the time is over. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all of us sincere. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to provide us with the great ilm, and to make it for the cause of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to say the truth all the time. We ask Allah to take all of us from all the fitna in this life. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to take all of us from the bid'ah in this life. وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to unite all the Muslims and to make them righteous. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to make the last moment in our life to be لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to take all of us from الشيطان. الشيطان الإنس والجن. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to take all of us from all the bid'ah. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to enter all of us with our beloved Muhammad in جنة الفردوس إن شاء الله. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to save all of us from the banishment in the grave. أسأل الله to give victory for all the Muslims everywhere. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى sincerely to help us to build the Masjid Manhattan and to remove all the difficulty from Masjid Manhattan. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to make all of us qualified to establish the house of Allah for you, ya Allah, only, nothing for anything else. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to cure all of us from all the disease and give us the shifa, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to bless all this gathering, inshaAllah, all the Muslims and the members of the Masjid Mahatir, all the Muslims everywhere, Rabbil Alameen, and to guide us for knowledge. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, bishara, la la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.